Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Lenny Cacano.
Unstoppable Dynasty.
Young Hope. I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Hope. I'll let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young Hope. Now, I just want to love you.
Just want to love
for
you.
For who I am.
You know you love me.
And with Hope. All this cash.
More money, more problems.
Don't forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullish your man.
Come on. That
when the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I'm fucking will I dip them. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll be placed them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, singing on key. And I wish I never met.
Yo. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm still recovering from the weekend. Thanks to Big Fat Ass Dre for calling me back. Welcome to the No Bullshit Show with Rockin' Tight Man. If anybody want to get on, just hit the one button right quick. I'm waiting on a few people to call my phone back. But my bad. Sorry for being late. Let me try to get my co-host on the phone. Hold on 1 second. I need him. I'm back. I can't get my co-host, but that's all right. Come on. Big Dre.
Yeah, I'm here, Rock. Damn, man, you can't. When you hosting a show, you got to be on time, man. It better be on time than late, man.
Well, you are off. I hate to agree with your ass, but you're right. I had a long weekend. I'm tired as hell. I was in here napping. But I appreciate you calling your dog for getting me on. Just a little bit late, man. I was behind. You've been late before Dre stopped playing.
Oh, I'd have been late on a whole lot of shit, but not a show.
Oh, well, you had like you want a show. You want the show, I sure let you have it. You want
it? Shit, yeah, tell me. I run this motherfucker like it's supposed to be rent. Nah. Let me stop telling that lie. You're damn lie. Nah, I can't do what you and Tight do. Y'all professionals at it. I can't handle it.
I ain't no professional. I just like to talk trash. Yeah, and it works out for me.
I can't do it. Y'all talk on a professional level. See, I can't talk on that professional level too much. So it wouldn't be good for me to have no show.
I can talk on any damn level I need to be on. I ain't above none of that shit. You know that. Much as I cuss your ass out. I just took y'all punishment. Tell everybody I just took y'all punishment.
Yeah, Rock finally released me out of the goddamn Gilbert Jacobs jail, so I'm free now. I was in jail right. For a whole 12 months fucking with Rock.
If you, I ain't gonna say that. That's kind of mean. I ain't gonna say that. Hey, if I'd have told you this, I'd have been out of line. I ain't gonna do that to you. Dre, what you heard happen this weekend, man? I ain't got nobody number call really, but what you heard of happen this weekend in the racing world? Man, it's racing.
I heard Tony Bond ran out some of the life on motor. Just like he just locked that Chevy Stain car in. I heard Tony Bond ran out somebody's life on motor. He let them spray and he ran on motor.
Man, racing season back, Dre. I've been fucking missing this shit. All this winter and all that. Now you don't hear, you know how everybody used to be on the radio talking to them on the internet and all these shows talking about what they want to do. Now they got a
You don't hear that now. Quiet. Everybody got a foot in their mouth and shit now. It's been kicked off.
Yeah. Now all the big mouth people, they scared. They in the closet. Ain't nobody on talk. And all that.
I heard Bud Nigga run out the life on SEAL Team 6. He ran out daylight down there. Nobody gave that man a chance to win that race. Hell, he run right over them people.
I'm trying to run over Bud Nigga my goddamn self before he spend that money. Anybody know butt naked, call that motherfucker. Hit the one button. Call butt naked.
Yeah, hey, I think you're on dog show right now.
Well,
dog gave a special show tonight.
They gave who what? He did what?
He gave butt naked a special show tonight.
For what? What the hell butt naked need a special show for?
And he got one.
Look, man, butt naked needs to be left alone. Butt naked needs to be by himself somewhere with that money going fucking it up. That's what he need to do. Yeah, he don't want to kill him, a man, for that kind of pot. He need to be somewhere chilling out with that money. Nobody don't need to be throwing him back in the mix. Because it might be a while before he come back. Butt naked, if you know anybody on his phone know butt naked, hit that damn one button so we can get him on the line and tell him I will bust his ass up for the ugliest car title. So he sure got an ugly one, too. I know mine ugly, but damn, he is ugly, too.
Nah, he got you beat, man. That motherfucker, that got about 8 colors on him.
But it look, that's how grudge cars supposed to look, Dre. It don't supposed to look all pretty. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I know everybody on this phone, there's some people on the line. I know everybody happy that goddamn racing season is back. Officially, Mike Hill's race, they try to say Fat Tuesday, but Fat Tuesday is just what it is. Mike Hill's race is the race that normally kicks off racing season, in my eyes. Fat Tuesday is just a goddamn get-together. But Mike's race is always the first race of the year for me. And from my understanding, it was a pretty decent race. You know, congratulations to Mike and the House of Hook. They had a good event, a couple decent races. You know, hey, now it's on to the next one. Who next? I think it's one. But next weekend, Dre, who got a next race, Dre?
Yeah, that one in Last of the Mountain this weekend down there. Last of the Mountain.
Six now. Hey, butt naked really tough. Let me tell you how you can tell if he's tough or not. If butt naked really tough and think he got action, he'll go right down to the Last of the Mountain and tighten his ass up one more time. That's what I like.
I don't think he's going to do that. I'm like you. That stuff, that little old potty worn out, it's time to go out and go to vacation.
No, Dre, they want to be on the radio show all week. Everybody show acting like they're a fucking hero. That's what they do. Now, I ain't talking bad about butt naked because I'm just saying. The nature of the beast now is when you win a race, no matter if it was for $100, you the man on the radio show all goddamn week long. You got a free pass. So congratulations to Butt Naked for having a free pass. Boy, I'm proud of you. You got your man. Shit, that's what it's about. And for a hell of a pot. But I want to let Butt Naked know something. From the video I saw, if that motherfucker didn't go to the center line, your ass would have been gap on his ass. But Naked was dead as a motherfucker. His driver fell asleep over there. I think he got some goddamn, what you call them shit, some Percocet. What they take over there to go to sleep? Because his ass was sleeping.
No, them goddamn, them no-dos or them goddamn narcos. They all knock your ass out.
Man, that man was asleep, man. If you got them CLT6 and go to center line, they ain't had nothing but ass cutting coming to them. You can believe that from the video now. Based on the evidence I saw, his ass would be guilty of that. But, you know, that's racing, man. Shit. You can't win them all and shit happens. But, hey, get them two guys some credit for even going out there trying. You know what I mean? So, everybody don't have that kind of heart to go run for that type of putt. And them boys did it. So, shouts out to them. Hold on. Uh-oh, we got a one button. Maybe this button nigga. Let's see. 903-9339.
Yes, this head buster. I was seeing that y'all see that video. Butt naked got dog walking down the street in his boxers.
Man, stop, man! What damn video? Where that's at?
He just posted on Grudge Inc.
No, I didn't see it yet. Hold on 1 second. 706-6625.
Yeah, man, what the hell going on this show? This is no bullshit show.
Who is this? Let's talk about that first.
Who is this? Rob. What the hell going on here?
Who is this? Wait, what's the problem?
Identify
yourself, man.
Who is?
What the problem is on this show, man?
Y'all say y'all going to Last Mountain next week.
Yeah. Y'all going back to Last Mountain and get them boys to run back?
Man, them boys don't want to run back. Who you talking about? But, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all going over to Last Mountain.
Who is this? Again, I don't know who I'm talking to. That's why I'm saying accident, bro.
Hey, man, this the morning show crew. This the morning show crew. Sight man.
Man, I don't know nothing about no damn morning show. Identify y'all. What that man is.
Hey, I bet they know.
Identify yourself. Don't tell me who your motherfucking market is. Identify yourself.
Motherfucker. Get sure. You got Mandrill and a few other morning shows.
Okay. Now I can address you. What's up, Chubb and Mandrill and morning show guys? I guess.
What's the topic on the show? Is it bullshit or no bullshit? We're one of them.
One thing about this show, we can go either way with it. I'm just congratulating everybody on racing season. Yeah, it's time to see some racing. Now all these motherfucking internet bullets, it's time to get out. I'm just congratulating Mike on his show and updating, congratulating Butt Naked and giving CFT6 a shout out for their race coming up this weekend. Yeah, well, goddamn, you make us talk about something. Give us something to talk about. That's how that works. What you got?
Hey, Mandrill, didn't you get your asshole blowed up?
Nah, that was me, Dre.
I blew my motor up, man, and put another motor in the next day, 30 seconds. I got to get a shout out to my mechanic, Scott Miller, for waking up on a Sunday, dropping a motor in the car in less than 30 seconds. I was ready to go.
That's what we do, son. We blow a motor and have nothing in that motherfucker in 30 seconds. Y'all blow up, you know, 5 years.
Drake, hold on, we'll do that race for $50. Y'all travel over here and $50. Nigga, come out with
$50. Hey, man, we all right. You know, I got to fuck with you because Chubb goddamn jumping on your team like that, even though that is your boy.
It's just a DA thing.
We're going to take up for each other. And then when we get out of the phone, we're going to kill each other. Hey, Rock, man, we need to cut the show off, Rock. We can't wait on Type, man.
We going to keep going. Waiting on Type. Type fucking with that truck somewhere, he said. So, we're going to keep it pushing, man. Let me ask you a question. Who are you trying to run next with your little car? You seem like you've been kicking a little ass with it. I want to know.
To be honest with you, I got to run smoke at my race, but I think I'm going to end up going to Lesser the Mountain. I got a little car that I want to run, and I'm going to go ahead and snap. You know, I wear pants real tight. So I'm going to snap the pants.
Somebody got some noise. Somebody on y'all line got it.
So I come to the last minute, I'm gonna snap them tight jeans off because your booty need to breathe. Your booty need to breathe.
You seem to have a nice little car. You got a nice little car. Let me ask you a question. What would you do with an all-motor car, 23-degree head, small block? You all give motor? It. You give it any justice? Yeah, all motor.
Well, no. I'm not gonna go. It's a what now?
Huh?
As long as you're not talking about them two cars, I saw that car. I saw that in Florida.
This is our car, man. Fuck them boys. No, we ain't talking about that shit.
Your car, all motor, everything.
My uncle's car, all motor, small block, 23-degree head, single, you know, cast intake. Ain't nothing tricked out about the motors. 23-degree head motor.
You know what I'm saying? You on 28s, everything?
Yeah, 28.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be fast like I can with you. And you can't be there. Head up for a little small something. That's fast I can go right
now.
Come on, man.
Drive, that's me. I'm trying to, come on, man. It's racing season, man. Be serious now.
I did blew a motor up, man. I did blew a motor up. I called my mechanic, man. He was in the kitchen eating. I told him, get out of
the house. You got a small block in that car, right? Or a big block?
Yeah, I got a small block.
Okay, so what I'm saying, what kind of little justice you get? A little bit of justice. Not much, just a little bit.
Not a goddamn thing, Drill.
I tell you, not a motherfucking thing. I tell you what I do. I won't go out there and cut a. You know I like to kill the tree. I won't kill the tree. So I give you a chance to try to get out there. But I'm going for.
You can't fuck with me. You can't fuck with me on no tree. You can't fuck with me on no tree, no kind of way. But that ain't. I don't think it's a man in the world.
I don't think it's a man in the world beat me on the tree.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care who he is.
Okay.
You might be a bracket race. You got delay box and all that stuff.
I killed delay. All delay boxes, I knocked them bitches in the dirt. I wish a motherfucker would race through the delay box. I got him covered.
I'm just
letting you know. Delay box in the car. He fucked.
Yeah, I think I'm better than the game on that tree.
Okay. So, look, we got a little small block. I'm trying to make action here. We got a little small block. Okay. You got a small block. I don't care how many systems you got, right? All we asking for is the head up brake on the motor. Head up brake.
Well, I mean, you say I got a lot of systems.
You can shoot all them motherfuckers. We don't care. Just shoot them, man. We just want.
I got more than a lot of them. Listen to me carefully. I got more than a lot of them. This is a new word you can use. I'm gonna put them all together. I got a whole bunch of lot of systems. You ever heard that before?
Okay.
If I didn't, I hear it now.
So now what? I'm asking you a serious question. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I run you on one system.
No, man. Yeah.
I run you on one system.
No.
I think you need to put you some bait. Well, you need to put you some bait beans on your car then. Cause I'm gonna turn all my beans.
Yeah, but I ain't got money tight, man. We ain't got that kind of money, man. We just got a little hickamut motor sitting around. Yeah. We trying to get some action with it.
Okay.
I like your car. I think it's a competitive car. We trying to be competitive with it.
I feel the same way. I got a loaner motor in my car. I could give a fuck about the motor.
I don't have
no
money either. I said I don't care about the motor. Race the car. I don't care nothing about that. Who motor or loaner, whatever it come from. Let's get on with it.
Yeah. It's racing season, man.
Goddamn.
When?
It just started Saturday.
Mike Hill race just started the season off, man.
Let me tell you something.
Now you drinking. Racing season in Georgia and South Carolina started on with the dog race, the big dog race, whatever you call that race, the first ad. It started then. You must have got.
Okay.
Ain't nobody stopped
racing over here since then.
We don't stop racing over here now.
Well, I understand that. Y'all got shit to race that time of year.
When you talking about racing, man?
We can go to Jackson on a Thursday night. Well, it ain't got to be on no show. Shit. We'll come kill your ass off on a Thursday night.
Car. You need to send me a picture of that car.
Man, everybody knows
what kind of car
is that car. I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's a car my uncle got. My uncle Gray Eye. The one be doing all the talking.
Yeah,
he got a little car on motor.
Mustang.
He'll run it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It ain't no Mustang. It's something he done put together. No, it ain't a Mustang.
Oh.
How many people on your line, man, that be a track? I don't know what the fuck it is. It ain't no pro. It ain't no car like that. It's a little, yeah, a little ugly ass car. I don't know what it is.
Hey, it look like, hey man, Drew, it look like an oval or some shit, man. Motherfucker, ugly.
Look like a 280ZX. It's a 280ZX type car, some shit like that.
What is a Gremlin? What is it? Is it Gremlin?
It looks something like that. I don't know the name, but it looks like a little 280ZX, like a little sports car type.
Hey, you trying to Gremlin with a Gremlin or either AMX? You got an AMX.
Nah, it ain't even one of them. I know the name of it. It might. It's a little ugly ass car. I would know it if I did. I just don't know. That ain't none of them the name, but I'm telling you what it looked like. Looked like a 280ZX.
Yeah. Well, man, I can't do it, man. I ain't gonna lie. I can't do it. I don't know the car. I'm just gonna run what I know this year. Run what I know.
I hear y'all. Hey, look, man. I understand that, and I ain't condemning you for that. Maybe if I catch your ass at the track. You know, you can look at it and we can figure it out.
That might be something different, man.
But
if you catch me, you know, my income tax would be, I think I have my income tax another couple of weeks, so I can, might try anything with the tax again.
You say you think you have your income tax another couple of weeks?
Hey, listen. Hey, I'm not waiting on the federal to get in because I already gone waiting on my state to get in. So they let you know we're not going to bet that much. Don't get that much for the state. So I'm waiting on my state to get in.
Hey. Hold up. You ain't find none of your cousin kids or no friends' kids to claim on your taxes so that shit'll jump up for you? You know that's the goddamn hustle.
Okay,
everybody claims up on kids and shit.
Hey, let me tell you something. That one somebody you don't want to owe, the IRS. You play it, no,
you
want to
fuck with them.
You know what I mean? That's
shit, I owe them now. I owe them now for last year. I'm trying to work it out. Them bitches ain't trying to do nothing either.
Let me tell you the people I'm going to play. The IRS and somebody that walk around here every day. If I hold them, I'm going to pay them. But they're the ones that knock a hole in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if that bill got to come in, if you got to send a bill in the mail, you can wait. You can wait. Send me another
man,
notice. I'll pay you later.
When your race is, man?
Yeah.
When is your race?
Tell
everybody
March
18th
and 19th.
When?
I got a race March the 18th. And the 19th. That's next Saturday. Not this Saturday, right?
Next Saturday.
Yeah. It's an event called Set Up and Race. Well, I'm going to me and Sebastian got a race over there in Yellow Bluff, Alabama. That's April the 2nd. So a lot of people been calling me about it already. But we going that way. And we also, I'm working on something now to where we're going to come over there and take over Bowman. We're going to cut all the trees down in Bowman. I'm working on some stuff now. So this is, I can't let all them details out. Might be a new,
nah, I don't want no,
might
no,
be
no,
new
no.
team come out. Yeah, it might
hey,
be a new
man,
team.
Man, Dre, let me cut y'all right quick. Ask you one question. How you betting? You going to bet with your boy Chevy staying against Tony Bynum?
When it happened?
Yeah, I guess this weekend. They locked
about?
In for this weekend. Last of the month, Chevy Stein and Tony Van Rambo.
What the race here?
Tony gonna run on motor, Chevy Stein gonna spray.
I like Chevy Stein.
Y'all get fooled by this bullshit if y'all want to. Tony Bynum got tricks up his sleeve. For some reason, this motherfucker been running everybody on motor lately.
The motor. God almighty. Oh my God. He got a mean converter off in there. You better have a mean converter motor in there trying to stick the Chevy Stein.
Hey, Chevy Stein ain't no punk now. I ain't gonna sit there and take him light because we had to run his ass down.
Mandrill ain't that with no Tony Bynum. Talking about Tony Bynum running no motor against that Chevy Stein car. Ain't no fucking way he finna do shit like that.
That's real. I ain't gonna lie.
I
don't know about that one here. It's real. That's
locked in.
I'm gonna have to go with Chevy Stein.
You locked in?
It's locked in for this weekend and last of the month.
Yeah, that's locked in.
I got to find out about this. Yeah, this bothers me because that don't make much sense.
He went down there and ran over home by them the other day up there the same way. He let cool enough spray and he ran them on motor. And now he, you know what I'm saying, he got it nuts up, so now he trying everybody like that.
Yeah. I hope you got a lot of
Adam. Me myself, I don't think he's gonna fuck with Chevy Stein, not that way, he ain't. But
hey,
shit,
I got the suicide walking motherfucker right here. Throw in the back.
What's up, man?
How in the hell you gonna run more against Chevy Stein and let him spray? How in the hell you gonna do that, man?
So Chevy Stein, he part of the field team. I gotta get. I know I'm on a suicide mission, but that's all I can get a fucking race.
Who got that Noah, yo? Who got that Noah, Rock?
They phone back on mute. Tony Bass.
Yeah.
So answer this here. So you got to do all kind of crazy shit. Let me ask you this, and you know how me and you go now. Can me and you do a little person or something on the side? Since you're just going out on a limb.
Yeah.
We do our normal now.
What is?
You know what I know, man?
Uh-huh.
What I know, man? Yeah, that's what I always, anytime me and you bet, that's always what we bet.
That's a bet. But we lost.
7 years, that's what we've been betting. When we
let me get a little bit on the side, too, Tony.
Who is this?
That's Dre.
Dre, motherfucker. Let me get a little something on the side, too.
Man, hey, guys, hey, you ran like that. That's my money.
You said you was talking about a bitch coming down here on the night, baby. You'll get it on the night, motherfucker. Oh, you'll get it when we come up that way.
I cannot rock. I can't get no raised head up. And Sheriff Stane is a part of Steel Team 6. I'm trying to punish Steel Team 6 every and any time I see the team.
Damn, what is it against Steel Team 6, man?
We got to give all them fake awards, man. You get away from me, no goddamn well. Down to me, you can't beat out no goddamn damn Rambo.
Man, you call that man shit fake. How you going to call that man shit fake like that, though, talking about?
So the Steel Team C do be racing their ass off now. I ain't have no problem.
They go to war. I ain't no problem with none of the awards except Heavyweight Georgia Award. That's what I can't understand it.
Heavyweight Georgia? They gave
that? Yeah, they gave Brown Sugar that. They nominated Rambo, they nominated Trouble, they nominated Candy Crush, then they nominated Brown Sugar, and Brown Sugar won out of all the damn other Georgia.
Candy Crush should have won that. Candy Crush had the whole thing.
Yeah,
Heavyweight. See, that's why I hate that shit, because it's like when you can go all your cutting ass, like the argument they had with you, all the ass you cut from February on, you had two or three bad races, and one man showed up and won two or three. They like him over you. They forgot all about what you did earlier in the year.
Yeah, Rambo just don't appreciate that. So Rambo got to do what he fucking can.
Yeah, I get it. I still don't believe Candy Crush was the most dominant car last year. I mean, you know, once they got that shit together, man, them motherfuckers were putting it on people's ass.
Well, I don't know who would have won. Should have won Rambo, Trouble, or Candy Crush. But I know goddamn well who shouldn't have won. Brown Sugar.
I can't go with that one.
I got to go with Rock on that. Candy Crush was cutting all you motherfuckers' ass last year. The ass on bitch got the rolling,
Candy
and that was it. He should have won that.
And he's from Georgia.
But I'm going to tell you why Steel Team 6 got it, because they had way more races than Candy Crush. That's the only reason that Brown Sugar shit won that, man.
It was Grudge Car. We're talking about Grudge Car, Dre. Grudge Car, heavyweight.
Like I say, Heavyweight, I don't believe that bullshit either, though, Tony. That was some fucking up and out somewhere. But, like I say, you know, that's the pole. I mean, now that's why you go under their ass. So, I mean, you can't be mad at you.
Going under their ass. I mean, if I have...
You can't be mad at you going at the best now.
They won't run out of other cars. They won't run rockets, so I got to run them with the fuck I can.
So, hey, Tony, while you at it, can you run me with all motor shit since you giving it, doing shit like that?
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot you run motor.
Yeah, you give me back time to break? Yeah, we don't lock that in Thursday night?
No, I ain't do all that. I just thought maybe you want to do me like that. I just thought that. So Chevy Stang ain't fast, what you trying to say?
Well, he's pretty flying. Chevy Stang lost the race since probably all his last year. He's fast. He's the most consistent and bad car in field team. That's what I want. I don't beat Hiroshima and back them down. He won't want no more, so I got to go to the second fastest car.
So he back. So he. You think he's more consistent than Hiroshima?
Oh, yeah. He ain't fast as Hiroshima, but he's more consistent.
Right.
Can't nobody on this phone tell you that man lost the race this last year in June.
Damn. Oh, shit. That might have been the heavyweight champ. Shit.
He gave Chubb the backstage tie. Killed him. You know Chubb, man.
Well, Tony, tell Chubb thing. I won't get crossed that shit.
He might run.
I tried to run Hiroshima, Florida. They motherfuckers told me to get out and move it up. I'm just trying to get somebody some money, man. Hey, Tony, it's racing season. Racing season to me just started this past weekend. I know some people say it started in January, but normally the race at Carolina start the year off for most people. So now it's racing season. Where all the bullies and badasses at? All the online talking about wanting to run a motherfucker. Now the races are starting to pop up. You got races this weekend coming. You got races for the next goddamn 5 weeks straight. Motherfuckers should be talking about that. They ain't even talking about none of that.
Hey, Rob, I'm gonna make a special call out. I want to see what them motherfuckers out of Chicago gonna do now. All them motherfuckers up that way.
Is Don your car ready yet, Tony?
You better not get that shit ready. I'm waiting on him.
Oh shit. Hey Tony, you want to just give me a little special with Rambo? I think a little justice.
Ron, I told you, I get that. I run more if you want to. I'll run.
No. We spray everything. Shoot it up.
Both of us spraying. I'll give you the back tie. Or if you want to get Rambo the back tie to break on motor, we do that.
I need one and one, man. I need Lamar.
All we can run motor. You get the back tie. However you want to do it. I'm trying to do any race now.
Can I get one and one?
No, get the one and one. I'm trying to get a race with me competitive. You're just as fast as me. I think you're the one and one. It's 2:10.
You think I'm bad?
You came from behind bipolar. You just got there and Travis went out. You had to jump up behind and it was ahead of it. See, Travis went out. I ain't crazy. Oh.
Okay, But guess what? I got bipolar locked back in, too, Tony, for that same race.
Oh, yeah, they did that race.
He locked in for that same race, and I got Bigfoot locked in. They coming back
down.
Yeah, that's true.
When y'all locked in the race?
April 9th in Union, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you going to be in Texas that weekend, right?
Yeah,
you going to Texas. Yeah. Mandrell, where you at, Mandrell? I know how to get this. Mandrell, where you at? I got Tony on the line. Where you at? Mandrell, you say you got a loaner motor in the car. Tony said he got 7 cars over here. He's trying to race. Can y'all get something started this weekend?
Wow.
What you got to run Mandrell with, Tony?
Oh, well, you know, me and Mandrell, Mandrell is an honorary member of Prime Time, so we can't run this show.
Oh, hey, Mandrell just hung the phone up too, goddamn, when I started calling his name. See, I told you when motherfuckers talking about racing, in racing season, they hang the fuck up. I'm telling you, man, these motherfuckers I ain't talking about no individual. I'm talking about people, period. No weak motherfuckers. Now it's racing season. I call his name, now he hang up. The fuck is that about? Well, I tell you. Tony, listen, man. Hey, listen, so for the next 3 weeks, where you going to be at? Last Mountain this weekend.
I know goddamn going to Piedmont to run goddamn try to run Darula land. What's that? See them?
Yeah,
15th. This week is Last Mountain. Next week is Fayetteville. The week after that is the Piedmont.
Yeah.
Tony, let me ask you a question. Why they so consistent on trying to throw that hood rat car on us, man? We don't want no problem with that car. We can't fuck with that.
No, y'all can't fuck with that with them crazy cars.
Huh? Who is Hood Rat, Tony? What car is that?
That's a Nova, rat. Man. That's
name from,
we can't fuck that, man. Yeah, they got a gray Nova, man. They used to have that, didn't they have a Promar Camaro or something a long time ago?
What they trying to run you with that at, Dre?
They trying to jump on the grudge with that Hood Rat car. I told them, nah, we don't want that. We decline that message.
Hey, Josh, what's up with you, player?
What up, man? Hood Rat.
What's
Hood Rat said he want to come. Hood Rat said he want to come to North Carolina on the 26th, but he got to have a lock in.
Who is Hood Rat?
Greg Reproach.
His name Greg.
I ain't
Greg
never seen Reproach. The car. I don't give a fuck about his name. I need to see. I don't know the car. I don't know the car that well.
Hey, Greg, go on Facebook and look up. Go on Facebook and look up Greg
Reproach. Oh, he got an old style back half car on a 29. It's big block. No bars, but it ain't now. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to. What he told me this weekend. He can't run a Rambo and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Tony knows what he's working with. He ain't got no down, you know, chassis car or nothing like that, man. Yeah.
You like that? Can I run that man or I need to look at the back tires or something?
Hood Rat probably can run you.
Nah, he ain't gonna fuck with Rock. I know he ain't gonna fuck with you, Rock.
Whoa, I'm a motherfucker who can't win. What
he should.
Talking about? Everybody I race, I lose.
Man.
Sorry, set that up. I ain't got shit.
I understand, though, Rock. I know he'll live a little bit faster than us, but I know we can't fuck with him.
Dre, let the professionals handle it. John Jones.
I mean, we can get him on the show, man. I mean, we can get him on the show if you're trying. Get him on the phone.
I need to talk to him now because I need to get me a race. I'll be over there that weekend. I need to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, so you say I can race him, though? I don't know his car. I'm just in the blind.
I say he ain't going to run you. That's what I said.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Everybody must got a lot of respect for my little shit because I don't see it. I look at that little raggedy motherfucker. I don't see what y'all.
I may be wrong.
Hey, look, I don't see what y'all see when y'all look at that raggedy motherfucker. I don't see it.
Man, that bitch coming around, Rock. You can get off that bullshit.
Man, that motherfucker can't win.
You can get off that bullshit. Hey, man, that motherfucker. I done seen both ends of that motherfucker. We done whoop your ass, and you know, you still gave us the gap, even though, you know what I'm saying, the tree went the other way for us. But, like I say, that some bitch that came around, man. You crazy mother. A whole lot of people ain't going to fuck with you.
Man, that little regular car, that car ain't shit.
You right. That little ragged ass motherfucker got probably $1 million worth of shit in it.
But that's why I want to run Tony Bass, because that's the only person I can beat. Y'all realize the last person I beat was you.
Yeah.
In Florida.
But yeah, everybody else, you done broke again. Shit. What's the difference?
Yeah, man, hey, that's racing, dog. But I ain't quit, see? I ain't running. I ain't quitting. I ain't making no excuses like some of these motherfuckers or none of that. I'm still trying to get out. That's how you know who's serious and who ain't.
Well, I've been trying to get a race off, but I got one race.
I'ma go out on a limb like you say, right? All these motherfuckers locking in for May, June, July. You know what I'm saying? Here, racing season is starting right now. But everybody wants to
race out there for June. Talk about yours.
Yeah.
Everybody locked in for June at the end of May. Motherfucker, hey, I swear it's 20 races locked in. a motherfucker could die or anything could happen by then. They got to put a race
way
down there. Hey, so let me ask you, is Damon them all right? I saw the car burn up, man. Not the car, but the trailer. But they got the car
yeah,
fine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the car fixed them. The car could have been ripped right down too, so it's fixed them.
Well, that's good then, shit, because, you know, that's a hard hustle, that man. Motherfucker got all that money tied up in a goddamn car. And you can't even get no action. Tell him I concur. Let's get out.
Yeah, I'm waiting on him to hit me back right now.
I see the picture.
If you get Dog on the show, Dog know his number, man. Dog got his number.
Dog, hit the one button. I know you're on here. Hit the one button.
He was on Dog's show.
I don't know your number by heart. I wish I could catch that motherfucker that time I want to run me. I just be want some action. I'm just
he didn't say you. He just said he would. He wanted some action, and I think it'd be a good race. You know, I don't know if he'll run you. You know, I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, but you know, Tony know the guy a little better.
He is a rag. Well, how about this, Josh? You stay on top of that because the 26th is your day. So that's the
thing. I think we're finna get him. We're gonna get him on the phone. So y'all go on and keep talking about what you're talking about. But I'm gonna get that song gun on the phone tonight, not tomorrow. Tonight.
So y'all go ahead and do what you need to do. Well, one thing about it, we ain't finna be on this motherfucker no all night, man. I'm tired.
You ain't been on here for 35 minutes, man.
No, you're wrong. I've been on here every bit of 50 minutes.
It ain't been 9:40. It just turned 9:48, and you didn't get on here till 10 minutes after 9.
I think you're right. Okay, John, go with that. I see you a guy who likes to pay attention.
Well, just keep doing what you're doing right now.
Let me show you what I'm paying attention to. Now you done fucked with me the wrong way. What's up with what the name of your little car is that you be talking shit about? Is it coming out?
Don't even talk. Hey, look. Don't talk to me right now.
I'm working right now.
Say, Rock, do this here, man. I'm going to take Tony over Chevy Stein, man.
Okay,
man, you do for another like $50 or something. Ain't much.
Okay, well, you got that like 50. John, get the call around, man. Get somebody on the phone. Get him on the phone. See what's up with him. I want to try to lock that joke in, man. Especially I'm be there. I'm going to be trying to get Miss Lash. I like Greensboro coming that way. But look here, I'm going to tell y'all something. April the 9th in Union, South Carolina. April the 8th and 9th, that Friday night, they're having a free, I say again, a free $1,500 shootout. 29s or smaller, whatever your combination is, no tickets. That's on the 8th, that Friday. And the first Friday of every month, they're going to be doing the same thing, having a shootout over there for $1,500, free entry. On the 9th, we got two shootouts. Now, this is mine. That Saturday is my race. It's called the Little Boy Nationals. I call it the Little Boy Nationals because, you know, everybody pays so much attention to the big boys. I want to pay attention to the little boy with the small tie. So Tight Man says it's called the Small Tie Nationals. So I can go with that because that was my intention. When I say the little boys, meaning the small tie guys. But anyway, the track will be prepped to the T. I bought extra glue myself for the track, man, for my event, just to make sure we got premium surfaces, all concrete track wide, concrete barrier walls. I made sure we had the best shit to run radios on, to run any type of car on for that weekend. So I did spend the money to buy extra barrel of DHT, which cost me $1,000.
You ready to dial this number?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, it's 205.
Hold on. 205.
Yes. 283. 5810. Yeah.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Gregory. Greg.
Okay, hold on.
Just tell Hood Rat.
Hello?
Gregory, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
This is Rock and calling you from the No Bullshit Show, man. I got you on the show with us tonight. Josh Jones and Tony.
Hey, what up, Rock?
And some more tough people. What's up with you, partner?
I don't know it, man. I don't know it. Just sitting around. What y'all up to?
Well, it was brought to my attention that you were just like me. You need a little action for Josh Race, and you know I'm gonna be coming across country. I hate to not have no action, and I'm flying across country trying to get to his race to make action. So I like to always have a little race locked in, so I ain't got to work so hard. Our cars don't exactly sit alike. But I ain't complaining. I will try you for a little something. I ain't going to get way out of line because you look like your fast-ass car. I ain't never seen it in person, but it looked like it's fast. I seen a picture.
Let me ask you a question. If you got anything to offer, I can't stand you here, so.
Offer?
Yeah, you got anything to offer?
Hell, still in the hall. I ain't got nothing to offer, man. I got a little stock suspension car, man. That motherfucker ain't like that. I ain't beat nobody since last year, 2 years ago.
But you ain't gotta beat nobody. That might be the time you beat somebody when you beat me.
Well, look, man, I will try you for a little.
I told dude though, I will try to be there. He said the end of this month, right? One six. That's what he said. And we can try to talk up some, man. But I don't want a car to my class now. That's a bad car.
I got a stock suspension car with an 8.8 up.
Okay,
I ain't got no car like that. No, it's
that green Mustang,
car.
Right?
It's black. Ain't green. I ain't got no green Mustang.
Okay, I thought you had a car green one time.
No,
black
it's black.
Or
no,
okay.
It's black, man. It's a black little Mustang and a stock suspension car with an 8.8 rear end under. That's it. Ain't no killer car. Nothing. Little ragged ass Mustang.
Yeah, that's why I got to call you. Yeah, I thought it'd be a pretty good race, man. You said, somebody that was in your class, man. I didn't want to, I ain't trying to put you on no bullshit.
Yeah.
And I know that, pretty close to you.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. We just, the 26 coming fast. We got two races, man. Got a sport out race this weekend, but don't rain. And, Elmer Hall having a race next weekend, and I hate to lock in, man. I got two races, before then. I want to tab that, and then, what I'm saying?
I tell you what I do, Rock. What you do?
We would talk, but, that week, man, the first of that week, I could say that. If I don't want to lock no race in, then I go, I got two races to go to and tab the car.
Edmund races is a Sunday?
Yeah, Emma race on a Sunday. Yeah, next
the
20th. Sunday.
The 20th.
Yeah, whatever that
is. Yeah, I see it. The 20th. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to lock race in. I got two races going to a 14.
All right. Okay.
So like I said, the first of the week, man. First of that week, I will, we'll confirm or something.
All right, that's cool. We'll come back to that. And if I make Emma race, maybe we can goddamn go down there and get back race at other spots.
Yeah, as you down there, man, we're on the same plane. We looking like shit. We got to do something.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, yeah. You can hold me to it. If I said something, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to come down there.
That's like if we got the same car now. We ain't finna bring no goddamn 1,200-pound car to run me with.
I ain't got no car like that.
Okay, well, if you look anywhere like my car, you got right.
My car don't even.
Hey, who a right?
I got a stock in my car.
Hey.
Say, who a right? This Drake with the grill, man. We don't want to fuck with you, man. I'm going to come on this show and tell you. We ain't fucking with you, man. So, whoever hyping that shit up.
We ain't like that, man. We just. Yeah, hey, but, Greg, when you said that today, what I put on now, so, okay, cool, right?
I ain't been back on that, but I'm just saying, we ain't gonna do that. I ain't stupid, man.
I just put, a lot of people like to argue when people say you don't want to raise it. I just put on there, okay, cool, that's the end of it. You know how that game goes, man.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just telling you, man to man, we don't want some problems.
Now, see, man, Grudge has the same car. He got to know, I got to know. Now, see, he got the same talk.
No, we ain't got what you got, but I ain't going to disclose what you got because, you know what I'm saying, that ain't my business too, but you ain't got the same shit we got. There ain't no lie like that.
Okay. But, Rocky, yeah. You had that, my raise, man. Like I said, if we look the same, we got to try something. That's a man of my word.
Okay, all right.
And if you don't come, we'll confirm the first of that week, I can be there or whatever.
All right, and I'll roll with that. That ain't nothing bad.
Okay, how long y'all show going to be on? I'm going to sit back and listen, man.
All right, put your phone on mute then. You can come back on. You're on my line. That was my personal number. Call you so you can save it if you want to.
Okay, man. Okay, I'll do that.
All right. So look, back to what I was saying. Hey, no, I'm talking to these other people.
Okay, go ahead.
Back to what I was saying on April the 9th in Union, South Carolina. You know, everybody complaining about all these tracks not being safe and talking about they won't run. I had people tell me they ain't running at no track without no concrete barrier walls. Well, April the 9th, we got that. There's a couple of tracks out here that's got it, some that don't. You know, if that ain't what you do, this ain't your excuse. But Union is a hell of a racetrack. Tony Bynes, what you think about that? Tony, you still on? Tony must be gone. Union is a hell of a track. That weekend, we're going to be there. Like I said, I spent extra money buying VHT to make sure that we got the best prep surface possible for that day. So, that's what I'm pushing and that's what I'm representing on April the 9th. But we're going to be doing a $3,000 29 shootout. No tickets. I must say that. No tickets. We're going to be doing a 28-inch tie shootout. No tickets. Everybody know the rules, the standard rules that apply. We're going to probably start running that race a little early. We got some lock-ins. I don't want to say them all because I'm going to tell y'all something about having these races nowadays. You get all these jokers on here talking about all these locked-in races and shit don't happen. It sets the stage, in my opinion, too high. So in my experience from having races, I always try to get the people in place. And if I get them there, I know they're going to race. It's not going to be an issue with nobody racing if they're on the property because it just ain't going to happen like that, especially if you got two races on the property. You know, I got Tony Wright that's already confirmed. I got Sniper, Herb the Ruler, fuck, who else? Baldy, Bigfoot, Andy Mack. If Candy Crush is done in time, Candy Crush will be there. I think Trouble's going to be there. It's going to be some cars on the property, man, for some action. We got some guys out of Spartanburg coming with some cars. It's gonna be some action. I'm looking forward to seeing just how this thing play out. Now, anybody that come in there on a Friday night, you will be able to leave your cars and your trailers there. Whatever you want to do, overnight parking is going to be there. I'm paying somebody. I got a police officer, not no security guard, that will be there with a locked premise. The premises will be locked. Nobody will be let out after a certain time. So your cars can be left on the property, and you can, stay the night if you want to and have fun. From my understanding, the owner says that they're going to do breakfast the next morning at the canteen, that they will be serving breakfast, so nobody will have to, retaking off trying to go find something to eat. So I think it's going to be a good event. I'm looking forward to it. Hell, I'm looking for me an RV to go out there and stay with my family, so it's going to be a nice time. The last time we tried to have this type of race at the same facility for my birthday bash last year, we had a really, really bad flood came through and, washed out most of South Carolina, which we couldn't do nothing about it. That led me to having this April race. So this year I'm only having two races. I got one in April and one at my birthday bash in October. So I'm just kind of doing this April thing because, the small tire stuff is fun to me. So I want to do something that's, that guys can come have fun in a grudge setting on a racetrack that's prepped, particularly for them. So that's how I see it because that's what I want to see for the grudge community. So I am putting together this April 9th, 8th and 9th deal for grudge cars to come and do what they want to do on a good professionally prepped surface. It costs a little extra to do that,
I don't mind doing it because I want it for me. So, you know, it's about, you know, the races also, but I'm doing it mostly, you know, for me because I don't want nobody to say they can't get down the track. I heard some people making excuses. Oh, I can't get down, this, that, and the third. Well, you shouldn't have no damn excuse about this racetrack. This racetrack should be just as good as fucking Orlando was in December. So, I hope to see most of you there. Josh got his race 2 weeks prior. That should be a good event. Bobby Cole got one, I think, the same day. That should be a good event. Support these guys. Support Grudge Racing. Give it the same support you would give any race, especially with the promoters that are putting together good programs for you to come spend your $20. So me as a customer, I'm not going nowhere where I know the promoter just quite ain't really working and pushing his race and got it organized and letting you know and updating. Because you already know, when you get there, it's going to be the same shit when you're sitting outside. When you're sitting on the property, the shit just going to be wide open, just the way he promoted it. So you have to make sure you support Grudge Racing, but also support the ones that you know that are doing their jobs to provide you a good entertainment for your damn money. Hey, Josh Jones.
Yes, sir.
Josh, who locked in for your race already? Let me hear this.
I mean, I just right now ain't no Popeye. He locked it in.
You know, that's why.
There's a lot of locals right now, to be honest with you, man. Car named Lil Darrell, new car coming out. Some new guys, they just started Grudge Racing a couple years back, about 2 years. They got a big block on 29s, cast intake, single carburetor. They've been starting to race. They got that car out of South Carolina, Popeye, locked in. And there's a bunch of little local races, little local dudes already locked in. They all posted on the Resurrection thing on Facebook. You know, you can go in there and look and see most of the people's posted their cars is coming or planning on being
right
there. And, you know, I've been kind of putting all the news feeds up and all that stuff, you know, as I get. But in the next, like, 2 weeks, man, I believe we got some big things about to take place, man. David Floyd, he's looking for action with his small block car. If anybody stepped up and running, I got a $500 bounty on him, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that man going track to track trying to get races, man. Won't nobody racing. Nitro small block, 28-275. Then Shane Moses and them, they just went down there to Jackson this weekend and fucked Sam, man, up. And shit. Man, that man look good, man. And he looking for action. A bunch of them boys from up north, they said they plan on coming down.
Travis,
I was on
Travis,
that show last week. Yeah.
Travis driving Cubby car now, right?
Driving whose car?
Cubby Bannister.
Yeah, I think
he is. Black Mustang from DMV.
Yeah, I think
he is. Travis, I'm coming in his backyard. I will baptize his ass in that little car.
Well, you get on that telly, man. I ain't talked to him. I seen him at the track the other week. I got a what was I gonna tell you, man? On that Friday night, man. I went down to Mike's race this weekend, man, and he had a pretty good show, man. Had a good time. A lot of good races, man. You know, good weather, man. Friday night it was kind of cool. But that Friday night, man, they had a straight off the trailer shootout, man. The morning show boys, they kind of put it together, Chubb and them. You know, Pandora, Mandrell, Meal House and them from South Carolina, Mario 2.0. It was several of them in there, man. I'm going to do that same shootout that Friday night, man, for the fans and stuff. And, you know, so, you know, you can come in and, watch that, you know. It's a nice race, man. Straight off the trailer, they draw out the hat. The pot was like $2,000 down there. Pandora ended up winning it. Him and George Black was in the finals. But, you know, that Friday night, that's what I'm going to do. And then that Saturday, you know, I got 5,000, 28, 29, 3,000 small block nitrous. And I'm going to do a $1,000 street car shootout. It's on all the rules and stuff on the flyer. So, that's pretty much it, man. But I got some big dudes, you know, looking. I got one dude looking for some back half action. So if you know anybody that's got a back half car that wants action, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? If they want back half action, let me know. anybody. You still on the show, Rock?
I'm back. I was trying to call old Cutter down. It's a scary ass. That's the scariest fucking man in race. Anybody know what his name is? Mark, what his name is? Mark Hayes. I want to fuck him up, too. I think Mark Hayes is a backyard tune. Somebody tell him to deliver that mess. And tell him if I catch him with Kool-Aid or anybody track, I'm going to do something real nasty to his ass. See, people think I just be talking. I be meaning that shit in my mind. I be thinking I can do that shit.
Hey, Rock.
I be thinking I can do that shit.
Man, huh? But I got to, I mean, I got a dude want some back half action, man. And he don't give a fuck who it is or what, you know what I'm saying? They just want some back half action. It don't matter who it is.
Yeah.
If somebody want to race, you know what I'm saying? Just get me on the phone. We ain't got to get on no show. We can get on the phone. And it don't matter who it is, man. You know what I'm saying? And if they got a pro mod or something like that, we can still talk about that. They just might have to make the race right. But anybody in the fucking world, from California to New York, Florida to Texas to wherever, Canada, wherever, anybody.
Okay, hold on a second.
I seen a back half out this weekend, you know what I'm saying? It looked pretty good. You know, it looked damn good to me. Then I seen a damn Camaro out that looked pretty good. Motherfuckers look good, now I'm telling you now. Bitches ride. So, you know, if they're looking for action, I can accommodate them real, real fast.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to let y'all know Tight Man is on the line. Tight.
What up?
Where the hell you been at, son? God damn.
Serious about my hog killing right now, man.
Is that what it is?
Serious about my motherfucking hog killing. Yeah, I'm
sorry. Tight. We on here just talking about this racing season now. There ain't nobody talking about racing. After all 2 months of no racing, now everybody went quiet because Mike Hill race normally kicks off the racing season. Everybody quiet now. What you think that is?
I'm gonna say that quiet. The motherfucker just talk time is over. Talk time is over.
That's right.
Some motherfucker got fucked up at Mike race. Some motherfuckers got lucky, and some motherfuckers just that goddamn Chevy State man. That motherfucker told me he's waiting on that goddamn quiet storm. And then the rest of them motherfuckers with that fag stick. You know what that fag stick is, don't you?
What that is?
Huh?
What is it?
Oh, okay, since that one carburetor.
That's a fag stick.
Yeah. Chevy says a bitch got a. He don't give a fuck how many carburetors they got. I like that motherfucker that night.
Well, tell Chevy thing go and let me get a place.
He got a small block. Make it right. Make it right. He'll
he got a small block.
I ain't
know he had a small block.
Oh, okay.
I ain't know that. I thought he had a big block. Oh, was he trying to bad trick me with that shit? No wonder why he run a motor against that motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Who you like?
How do what?
Boss and Tony Bam. Yeah, boss shit, same thing.
Shit.
He on
a roll right now. I like motherfucking Chevy thing.
Cubby Balance.
Yeah.
Tight.
He on a motherfucking roll.
Hey, Tight, we got Cubby Balance on the phone, the scariest motherfucking racing, man.
Who?
Cubby Balance right here. Cubby Balance, just call in.
Cubby Bear.
Cubby. Yeah. Cubby.
Cubby's going to try your motherfucking ass. I already know
Cubby.
That.
If Cubby try me, he going to lose. He know it. Cubby, let me say something to you, Cubby. Travis dropped. Why I got to do all that? Okay, I tell you what. All you got to do is up the pot. I have some 28s on.
I ain't up and down.
All right, then. So how the hell you want me to go buy some time for you?
Hold on, Rock. What Cubby got to run you for that you're running for? I'm sick of you.
I told him I run cover for whatever. That funky, that $1,000, he said he won't bet. I'm going to bet that with cover. And I want Travis to drive in Piedmont on March 26th. Can you handle that cover?
You going to be on 28?
Man, don't worry about that. We already know I ain't going to be on the 28. You got the great Travis Harden driver.
You want to be on 28? Lock your ass in.
I ain't gonna be on the 28. Say that now. You can look at him and think they 28.
Well, you don't want to race me then.
Well, you were locked in for Florida with 29.
It's simple. That's your race. That's your race.
Okay.
Your
all
car
right.
booked. That's done.
Well, that's over with. So what's wrong?
That's over.
What's
with.
Wrong? But you got Travis driving your car. Why you can't make that race? He's better than me. That make up for the tie. Shit, he better than me. He a pro. He a professional. So you got the advantage right
race?
Now.
Do you want
to
race?
I'm trying to race you. You ain't want to race.
All right, come on, 28. I'm going to drive. And lock your
ass. Fuck it. You got the back tire. You drive, motherfucker. Now what?
I don't want no back tire. I ain't asking nothing. All I ask for is to come on the same size tire I got.
Nah, man, I ain't spending no money for that run for the
that's
no
all
half
I
thousand
ask you to do.
The tires cost half the pot. I ain't going to do it. You're right. I don't want to race.
Race.
I don't want to race. You're right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you calling me back to tell me what I already knew. Take your scary ass back to sleep. Fuck off my phone, motherfucker. Who is this 662-0506? I ain't playing tonight. The motherfucker got me crunk up. I was trying to be easy and ease on, ease in and ease back out, but they ain't going to let me do it.
Turn down for what?
662-0506. Who is this?
With BET. I don't know how I got in there. But no, I'm sitting back listening to this. Just can't get
we
no
ain't
action.
We talking about
bro.
Shit, man. You said what?
Why them boys so scared of you, bro?
I'm trying to figure that shit out. I told them I need to get outside the car and look and see what they see. I need to let somebody else drive so I can look at it. To know if they tell
man,
me.
Man, you got beat by the slowest motherfucker in the world, man. You got beat, by Bigfoot. You got beat by Bigfoot, man. I don't know why.
Well, he done locked back.
He got a point that BT.
Hey, he done locked back in, though, so it's all good.
Yeah.
He might be the same motherfucker you ran.
I don't give a goddamn. I ain't the same motherfucker he ran. Hey, Ty, I ain't the same motherfucker he ran. What?
And not from nothing.
You say what?
Any motherfucker with a
fucked up type.
You gotta put laps on that motherfucker, and they shouldn't be scared of you for nothing in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
I say the same shit, Ty, but obviously it ain't going down like that.
Hey, Ty, you got a point there, but then on the flip side of that shit, everybody know that motherfucker got some bad shit too now.
I don't know what the hell that man got. It comes from motherfucker getting on the phone talking about what a motherfucker got for anybody to have a something on what somebody got. What somebody got, and nobody don't know.
But this my whole thing here, BT. Who gives a fuck what he got? He ain't
whooped
no motherfucking body. Stop me when
I'm
lost.
Exactly.
Hey, we got a new call. Let's see what it is. 219-2285.
What's happening, Rock? What's going on,
what's
man?
Going on,
just
man?
Calling to support the call and support the show, Leak and Leon, man.
Goddamn Leon.
Oh, what's happening, Leon?
Yeah. What's happening? I got on late. I just called in, player.
Yeah, we ain't got a whole lot to talk about tonight. We just bullshitting and scratching our balls over here, farting, and you know, just doing a little bit of demand shit.
You want to get the show real live. All you got to do is start talking about a race 45 days out.
No, 60 days. If I call for a race 6 days out, that motherfucker won't be ready to lock in. Hey, don't do that, right?
Sure.
Hey, Ty, do me a favor. I want you to get Donye and them on the phone. I want to talk to some bad motherfuckers. I want to tell Donye two or three things and see if he goes.
Hell, nigga, ain't gonna lock that man in. Hey, Rock, ain't no need of me fucking up my clout over here. Calling this man, and you ain't ready to lock his ass in. The only way I'm gonna call a motherfucker, you trying to lock their ass in.
Not
hey, Rock, you locked in. You got Tate locked in, don't you?
Yeah, I got Tate. Did you? Ass locked. And Tate think I'm – fuck Tate. I'm going to put something on Tate's ass. He ain't going to like
it.
Nah, there you go. That might be your first – it depends on how Tate look, man. That might be your first motherfucking victory and goddamn last time you won, Rock.
Well, I won December 2000. 14. What?
14 against Turnabine.
Do you hear that shit there? And you talking about what a motherfucker got? It can't be too motherfucking bad.
Okay. Hey, Ty, you got another point there. I'm gonna stay out of the way on that now. I'm gonna leave you alone with this shit. You digging?
I ain't want to race down in 2 years. You talking about, goddamn, I'm tough. Man, how tough? I'm a tough talker. I scare your ass if you let me.
Well, like I say, some motherfucker bluff real good.
I scared Wayne out, that motherfucking punk out down there in Florida.
Oh, my God. That's another weak motherfucker.
Hey, that might have been the best. Hey, Ty, you know, I've done some bluffing in my day, but that might have been one of the best bluffs I had.
Oh, man. Wayne thought a bitch had put him in the figure four.
He was in the figure four, for real, but who knows how that would have went.
Well, you know, all them calls are coming up in the air, they.
Well, one thing I can tell you is this. Uh-oh, we got motherfuckers hitting this one button like a motherfucker. Oh, let's see who this is. 313, 2526.
Fuck both of you crooked son of a bitch.
Wayne. Never see it. Who is that?
Hey, that's Wayne.
Fuck Wayne. I run over Wayne, the scary ass.
Fuck
Trick.
You, pretty.
Hey,
ass
he went
bastard.
For that blood. He went for the 52 takeout.
Hey, when I tell you, hey Rock, when I tell you you fuck the shit out of Wayne, Rock and Bigfoot beat him that year.
Yeah.
Hey, no, hey, yeah. He didn't pump fake me, tight man. You did, motherfucker. Rock just played his card, motherfucker. It was you pump fake me, motherfucker.
I'm trying to make action happen, and I think that was a damn good play.
Hey, look, man, that race I gave him, I would never, ever in my life give somebody else that goddamn race. If you ain't no fucking grown man, don't call him a motherfucking no.
Hey, well, look, what made you think you could do it, though, is my question.
Huh?
What the hell made you think you could do it in the first place? What made you think you could do it in the first place?
Do it in the first place?
Yeah.
Honestly, you was like my last option. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure I had a race locked in for Florida and shit. I never liked the race. But I had so many motherfuckers telling me what a sorry son of a bitch you was. I said, fuck it, I'm going to lock your ass in. But then I see.
Hold on. You asked me a question.
Let me finish it. Then when I see who your tuner was, I say this son bitch might have a chance.
And guess what, Rock? I don't like nothing hard, so I want to leave him alone.
Hey, Rock, I would rather give you 500 and live another day than give you 5,000 and let you fuck me up.
Yeah, you ain't had nothing coming to you, Flair. I tell you that.
Hey, but Rock, let me say this here.
He was out of five grand anyway.
I was out of a lot of things.
I don't know if I was one of them. Hey, Tyke, what you saying? He should have donated it to me instead of whoever he gave to me.
Hey, man. He should have motherfucking kissed me.
That's what y'all say.
Okay.
Rock,
hey, look.
Hold
up, Rock. That old bluff game, you should have rained with that shit.
But type, let me ask you a question.
What was that? You don't know what that motherfucker is. No, I ain't got no business running.
Hey, listen, I can't even get a race. I can't win a race. Why would I go race a top dog? You know, I know how to hustle better than that.
Hey,
I don't mind the stats. I just want the dollars. Shit, I ain't want to go out there and run him and beat him, and then I don't get no more races.
What kind of sense does that make? No, I don't
want to run. Shit. Man, I ain't want to go out there and run fuck y'all up, and then I don't get no more races. I know how to hustle. That's all I got. Hey, if I could at least win a race, I'd be up. Y'all be talking about me. I'm hustling the hell out of it. Because I'm sure got that motherfucking action every time I'm on the ground.
Y'all hold on, let me see what the wife wants. Y'all ain't talking about shit.
Well, get your ass to the other line. Hey, Neil Scared.
What up, what up?
Wayne.
So you got your car in the Detroit Auto Show
and all that shit. When you coming down south so we can figure out where I can catch your ass at and do something to your motherfucker?
Real soon.
I wanna show you this new tune up I got.
Rock, you ain't saying that.
Chris done put a new tune up. I wanna show it to you.
Hey, you ain't saying nothing, Rock.
You don't want that. You act like you want it.
You ain't saying nothing.
My shit. I am saying something. I want to know when you're coming, though. I need you. Hey, give me a little notice when you're coming now, so I can make sure I meet you up.
When I get there, you can call me on your way so I can stop what I'm doing so I can come. I'm worried about you gonna be the first to know. I plan on staying at your house, motherfucker.
You can do that. I got room for your goddamn ass. You and whoever you with. I got enough room. I got enough room for your ass. Well, look here. We done been on this motherfucker too long already, man. We ain't talking about shit. Ain't nobody want to talk about no racing. Ain't nobody locking in. Anybody got any races locked in?
Hey, now, Leaky, been around here talking some good shit here lately, now.
What?
Don't say motherfuckers ain't talking about racing, now.
Leaky, what you talking about, Leaky? What Wayne talking about?
And now those motherfuckers ask this morning, they always talking about what they going to do to people, and you can't race, because every time you look around, some bitch talking about what size tack you got, I mean, carburetor you got, what motor you got, transmission you got, mother just, it's just a lot of dumb ass shit. That's why ain't no racing going on. Everybody worrying about what somebody else got. That's what I was on the ask this morning. All I heard this morning, well, you ain't got the size. You got a 28, put a 28. If you met me and I had some 33s on my car 10 years ago in Willie Box, you know exactly what I got, so ain't no need to come tell me to change my car, my tab, to race you. And then you got mothers going to get other folks' cars and want to race you and undress your car. Now, what's this? You want to race a motherfucker, and you won't tell him to put this cop under your car after you done got somebody else out of race.
I didn't go on mute, man.
Wayne,
that's
me,
hold on,
Wayne.
It's just a bunch of dumbass shit, man. That's the shit going on this morning. Up here this morning, we was on a show this morning, and a motherfucker drawed on somebody, and they want to get somebody else's car, but they won't tell. They want to draw on the car. They won't tell you got big tires, you got Willie Bob, you got two carburetors. I got a small block. You know you had a small block when you open your mouth up trying to draw on a motherfucker. So if you got a small block and you want to reach a something gun, ain't no need talking to him if you know what the man got. You want the man to put a small tire on your car. You want the man to get a car like yours. You got two carburetors and he got one. It just didn't make no sense. You want to race, but you don't rob the motherfucker. This the racing. That's what's going on with the racing game up here. It's fucked up here.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it ain't too promising, man. And what's happening is, it's just like I called Cubby just now. I don't know if you heard it, the conversation. This motherfucker say put 28s on my car, but he ain't running butt for $1,000. So why in the fuck would I want to change my car for $1,000 funk ass dollars when the tires cost half of that? That don't make no damn sense.
I don't know what his grizz
no
racing game gonna go to.
And then I offer the back tie just because of the tie size. He said he ain't even want that. So, does that sound like a man wanted to race you, Leaky? Okay,
yeah,
my no,
that
just,
sound
okay,
like a
got
man
of
mother. Tie. Yeah, no, they ain't.
And he got
race,
Travis
man.
Harvey driving. Shit.
They want the best driver. They want
killer.
They want the. I heard a mother say this morning, man. Your car lighter than mine. I seen your car, indeed. They flipped your car. You got a two chassis car. But why you pick the phone up and want to race a person like that? If you know his car got that.
Yeah, that's
crazy. My car weigh more. Your car lighter than mine. What happened to you just if you want to race a motherfucker, you want to race a sound gun? I ain't got no shame to tell a sucker. If I can't whoop you, I look like I ain't got a chance. Hey, man, I don't want no trouble. Ain't no pride hurt on me. I just don't want no trouble. I can't whoop you.
You right about that?
The grudge game is fucked up. They terrible up here, man.
Hey, what you think about that, BT?
He's speaking the truth. Yeah, I'm glad he said. I'm glad he's saying it because if I said it, they said I'm hating on him. If I say that shit, they be saying I'm hating. I just be telling the truth.
Josh Jones,
will you please find your identity, man? Now you goddamn it trying to mark type, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Who doing that?
That's Josh motherfucking ass.
Who that is?
That's Josh Jones, goddamn ass. Trying to laugh like type man. Not last week he was laughing like me, and yes sir, like me. Now goddamn he on here with type man. Well, what's wrong?
Bitch,
you
ain't
you
doing shit,
with?
Man.
You
set your bitch ass down.
Goddamn you goddamn it, find your own self, man. Find something that you goddamn for you. Copycatting a motherfucker, man. Be yourself. Can't be me. Can't be no other body else.
I don't want
BT.
I don't want to be you, man. Like, I want to be you. I go over there to fight. I want to be you. I go over there fucking Best Buy and buy me a motherfucking rod and I buy me a camera to sit on top of that son of a bitch and I be down at the motherfucking tracks walking up down the fucking walls fucking videotaping if I want to be like you. I don't want to be like you. You do what you do, and I'm gonna do what I do. You grab my song, bitch.
So that's what you do. That's what you do. That's what you do. Copycat a motherfucker. You ain't got your own idea. You grab a mouth, song, bitch.
Hey, Rob. I was on the show this morning. Now he ain't gonna sell a gun. Don't even bet. Bet $500 on a pot, and he got the nerve to get on there and yell and tell a son gonna lock in $2,000 on 10. You can't even bet shit on $500,000 calling out somebody else's car and want to bet put $2,000 on 10 and yell for 3 hours. I laid the phone down. I picked up and John, yeah, did they lock in? They still didn't lock in.
Damn.
I don't know. don't know about y'all, but I'm going to tell you up here, these motherfuckers up here ain't graduating up here. They looking down your throat. That you got to have the same tie. You got to have the same size tie. If you got too many carburetors, you got an issue. You got a problem with that.
I'm going to tell y'all what I started doing. I'm going to tell y'all some shit. I'm just throwing this out here, the motherfucker. Racing is kind of fucked up. And there ain't no robberies being made on a day-to-day basis. Because it's supposed to be, that's what it's supposed to be about. Okay. I told Tony Wright, we had a conversation the other day. I said, Tony, I said, since we ain't nobody racing no more, I said, me and you ought to get together and have one truck, one trailer, one car, and me and you go around the country, take turns baptizing motherfuckers. Because we got two cars. I said, we can swap cars out in the trailer. Don't matter. At least we know when we get to the track that both of us know how to work at a racetrack. Because, see, some motherfucking thing is all about talking and getting in front of that camera. Really, that shit is some work, man. Going to a racetrack, trying to figure out who you going to jump on, that shit is really a job. And everybody don't know how to work. I told Tony, since we know how to work, we need to get together and just goddamn take 2 months and just go to everybody racing and try to get money. It don't matter who drive the car, because both of us goddamn killers, so it don't make no difference who drives.
Hey, Rock, but
we can go
hey, you know
get up and racing.
Hey, Rock, you know what the problem going to be with that?
What?
It's fair to say, you know what the problem going to be with that? Oh, they goddamn Rock
what?
And Tony Wright then hooked up. They swinging on each other nuts, man. They didn't team up, huh? That's going to be the next thing, man, when you do that.
But look,
they
sometimes
they
just
like
money though.
They
in my
just
opinion,
like, they gonna be like they just sit just like why they can't race each other. Man,
yeah,
these motherfuckers
yeah.
Crazy out here, man.
That's
yeah.
That's gonna
well,
be
everything
that
thing. Race change. I got
if you don't.
Hey, racing change. I'm trying to stay ahead. See, I be trying to get ahead of the shit. I being on the backside, I don't be liking that. I want to get in front of what's going on. So at least when it's coming up to me, I'm already knowing what's happening. So I'm trying
well,
to get in front
right
of this new thing with everybody.
I can tell you right
do.
Now. I can tell you right now. You can be standing up there. You can be standing up there at the front of the goddamn line. There'll be a goddamn roadblock before you cross the goddamn street. Somebody been to put it up for you. One of these dumb son bitches. One
yeah.
of these dumb son bitches out here ain't got a goddamn pot to piss in or want to throw it out or a damn dog in the fight. Or be one of the motherfuckers put the roadblock in front of you. Watch what I tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell you this here. I ain't looking for no awards or nothing. But I'm going
to
tell y'all now. And I said this last year, but I mean it this year. Because I'm taking more time to be on the racing scene working on my car. But I can promise you this. Motherfuckers scared of that bitch already for no reason. I promise you, that's going to be the baddest motherfucker around here. Like that. I'm going to make noise with that car this year. I ain't going to give up on it. This the last year. I already done told the car, motherfucker, you don't do nothing this year. If I don't get in the winner's circle most of the time with you, I'm not fucking with you. You going to the scrapyard. I'll scrap your ass. I'm going to tear everything off.
But Rock, you can't do nothing if some bitch don't race you, though. You can't fuck the car.
I ain't got no problem getting no races. I get races everywhere I go. I don't have no problem getting no races. Well, I can't say that because in Florida I caught here. But normally I don't have no problem, man.
Well, you just made yourself.
I know
you
I can race. I can go in and win a race.
You just made yourself have one by saying that statement right there. Watch and see.
You are. I want them to run to me. I ain't talking about all. See, here we go. When you go to that, everybody go to classification. Because, see, I say that, and then they'll come at me with a pro mod and all this old dumb shit. Well, obviously, I ain't trying to run none of that shit. Or we can work something out. You know what I mean? Because I ain't scared of no race. I work anything out if we can. But I ain't scared of no motherfucking race. If I see a car, it ain't quite what I got, motherfucker. Let's give me a little just. Let's get to it. All you can do is win some money. You can't win me.
Well, it ain't no shame in my game. I'm gonna stay in my place, pick and choose what I like, and I'm gonna do one race at a time. I got one race locked in in Huntsville, and that's what I'm gonna start racing. And I'm at Tate Race. That's when I'm going to start my racing season off. I got everything sitting
down
at home.
Way down the road.
I know a Rock, but that's when I start racing off. I ain't going to be
able to
come out of
the snow. I get it. Y'all in the bad weather. I get it.
No, we, Rock,
well, come on.
We got 60. We have 63 degrees today with sunshine today. We got that. We got 60 for the rest of the week.
Well, come on the union on the 9th and test your car, man. On the 8th and 9th. Come down there and test your car.
I ain't gonna be ready, Rock. I will be ready. I'm waiting on my transmission. I built me a new brand new transmission for it. That's the only thing I'm waiting on. It's kind of tough when you remodeling your house and you're trying to get the hot rod ready too. So I'm doing two things at a time.
Well, look here. You know, I understand that house comes first. All this other shit is secondary.
If you think I'm lying, you could ask Wick. You used to can say that right there, and I'd be right there on the weekend. But a lot of times it ain't worth like. And I heard you a couple weeks ago. Why should I go fix the tail light? And you make your car look all pretty, and it's not been any racing. So what's the purpose of making your car look all pretty for? It ain't racing.
Yeah, but the car need to earn some paint. I ain't finna put no paint on the motherfucker just because I owned it. The car need to earn that shit. That motherfucker need to be winning races, and I know paying for it is not an issue. But I just can't be doing all that shit, and the damn car ain't doing nothing. Fuck that. I ain't that kind of racer.
Yeah, you got a point there.
That's the truth. It pretty much most of my cars, I try to make them earn whatever we gonna call them name wise and all that shit. Bounty Hunter, P.I., whatever that name we call it, I call it that because of what it earned. Shit, that motherfucker. I need to change the name, but I think. But look, man, you know I'm gonna tell y'all some this shit right here. And we're going to get on out of here. BT, you got it? I'm going to give y'all some last comments. BT, what you got? You got anything?
No, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing, Rock. Go ahead. I'm good. Good show.
Hey, Rock, hold up, Rock. Hey, BT. I'm going to just say this. It's my bag. I didn't know. I had thought y'all had got that thing straightened out. That was my bag for doing that on your show. I don't mean to stir no shit up. And shit already been stirred up. I thought shit was ironed out, but I just let you know my fault. If I'm wrong or something, I'm gonna tell you. I apologize for doing that on your show, and you got to worry about it.
You could have called me. I text you. I didn't talk about it. You could have done the same, Liga. It's good. It's all good.
All right, that's a good report, man. Hey. That's big shit, Leon, to tell a man you apologize and you were wrong. A lot of motherfuckers won't even do that shit. Wayne, you got anything, Wayne, while you're at work, beating on the steel or whatever?
Hey, while y'all motherfuckers talking about ain't nobody else doing something, make sure you doing something, motherfucker.
Well, one person we know ain't doing nothing is you. You are in that classification. Now go to work and get them people their money worth, motherfucker.
Hey, well, I know one thing. It ain't a motherfucker on this phone that raised more than me last year.
That's a lie. I did. We ain't talking about no shootout. We talking about the money. I did.
Man, you ain't done nothing, bro.
What you got to say? Shootout don't count, man.
You ain't did.
Some money away, right? Yeah, that's fine. That's what I do for a living. Give money away. That's my job.
Damn, is this going to be the 1-800 Keep It Real show? Keep it real, goddamn.
Well, look, come get you. See, the problem is, come get you some. You ain't come to get none yet.
I'm good.
You gave some to my car.
I'm good. I need
one. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. If you go. Hey, look, like I said, you have a nice time at work, and you get them people that money.
But when I see you, just like when I see Leon, I'm fucking both of you up.
Well, you know I ain't gonna tell you no.
Hey Wayne, I ain't worried about them. I'll be ready real soon.
I got what you motherfuckers got now. Big time, motherfucker.
Wayne,
I can't wait.
Wayne is a play
for it. I hear you, man.
Hey Wayne, you say you got
Wayne
big ties?
Wayne is a play for
it. Yeah, I got big ties now, motherfucker.
I ain't got no big ties like you,
but I got some big ties.
What?
Hey,
Wayne. Wayne, when you met me, what I had.
Hey, Leon, you goddamn right. I ain't complaining. I'm just saying I got what y'all got now.
That ain't gonna make you no faster, Wayne. Since you already up.
I don't need to be fast. I just need to get a little more consistent. I think that Big Ty is gonna do that for me.
Well, good luck with that, homeboy. And I hope to see you at somebody racetrack donating some money. I hope to see you there.
Right, cool.
Hey, Dre, you got anything, Big Dre?
No. Good show, man. Good show. But,
yeah, you know, we're a little out there on some shit tonight. My co-host goddamn fucked me. But, you know, I can understand that. He has shit going on with his job. And I was a little unprepared because I was actually asleep when Dre called me, trying to wait on the show to come on. My ass knocked out. I had this weekend I was in Vegas at the fight, and you know, I was inebriated all weekend, obviously, what everybody does in Vegas. I had a wonderful time. Hey, I think we should have a good race in Vegas. I'm telling you, people keep talking to me about that. We need as a community, we need to talk about that. How can we make that happen? They already asking me about it, and I think the Aria would back it, the hotel. So it's something we need to talk about. I think I'll say that for the next show to see if we can do that in the off season. But it get cold in Vegas too, so we can't wait too long to do it. But anyway, that's it for tonight for the No Bullshit Show. Thank all you guys for listening. Sorry about the being a little late. Normally I'm on time, but next week I'm sure we'll have a better prepared show. All right, I'll catch y'all next week. Motherfucking Freeman!